Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Elmer Yoder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Reese. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Cummings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Virgil Barnes. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barnes. Adams moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rausch for the out. Lindstrom moves to third. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barnes, and towards Reese, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yoder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. English hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Roush. English reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. English scores. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder is 0-for-1 in the game. Yoder hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Virgil Barnes. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Reese moves to second. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-1 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. English fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Reese moves to third. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Roush moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Terry takes first base on ball 4. Roush moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roush scores. Hornsby scores. Terry moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0-for-1 in the game. Cummings takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Harper scores. Cummings moves to third. It's 7-4, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reese is hit by the pitch. Mueller moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Heinie Mueller now playing left field. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-2 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blake, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yoder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Wilson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Giants. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Yoder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoder is 0 for 2 in the game. Yoder takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. Yoder moves to second. 1 out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and has Yoder trapped. There's the throw to Hornsby and over to Reese, who tags Yoder for the out. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 7-6, Giants. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 3 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cummings hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Harper moves to second. It's 8-6, Giants. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller bunts towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Cummings moves to second. One out. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rees is walked intentionally. Mel Ott pinch hits for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 4 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yoder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Scott pinch hits for Elmer Yoder. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pick pinch runs for Mike Gonzalez. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Pick goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Giants. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Sparky Adams now playing third base. Clyde Beck now playing second base. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby strikes out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to second. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cummings hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Earl Webb. Burley Grimes now pitching. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Chick Tolson. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.